I'm Andrea Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. When the world seemed to be in utter chaos and my personal life became over-the-top busy, I developed an obsession, an escape from it all. I started making bread. Let me say that this is utterly ridiculous because I've never liked cooking. My children find my obsession with bread making hilarious. Maybe it was the chaos in the world that drove me, but I suspect it was simply the price of bread, good bread. When I saw my favorite loaf of sourdough hit the $9 mark, I said, no, I'm not paying $9 for a loaf of bread. After a little research, I learned that to have flour without preservatives, I'd have to grind my own. Then I could make bread that couldn't be bought in the store. And this was wildly appealing to me. A few years ago, I'd bought a manual crank mill for making bread flour. It's a high-quality piece of equipment from the Amish in Pennsylvania. It's made of cast iron and painted white with a silver wheel and a wooden handle. For the last few years, it's been a beautiful piece of sculpture in my kitchen. I figured even if I never used it, the thing is so sturdy it would last for generations, and sooner or later, one of my descendants might get inspired to use it. But on the day I saw the loaf of $9 bread, I was suddenly inspired to buy a 50-pound bag of hard wheat berries and start grinding away. I even quit my gym membership, finding that grinding wheat berries to make flour fine enough for bread was truly an aerobic exercise. With each day of grinding, I could feel myself getting stronger. I rationalized that I was doing this for fun as well as health, and if it ever became a chore, I would either buy a motor for the mill or revert back to admiring my kitchen sculpture and buying the $9 bread. But I've continued to grind, sometimes gazing out the window in a meditative trance, or just putting on my headphones and watching something on YouTube, especially clips of Baking with Jack, my favorite bread maker. I've made some loaves that resembled bricks or creative doorstops, but I've also made some pretty good bread. At least that's what my family says, and my granddaughter eats it up. Even my dog is a fan. And as I'm grinding away and looking out the window, I realize that bread making is much like life. Every day, depending on the weather, the temperature, how much time I have, and the mood of the bread gods, the bread turns out differently. Every loaf is a surprise, and I've learned some valuable lessons. My favorite comes from letting the dough rest. When you throw flour and water together, you can't expect them to instantly make a dough. The yeast is the catalyst that helps the friendship develop. But it takes time. You have to let the bread rest. We think of resting as doing nothing. But just as rest rejuvenates the body and mind, rest allows the flour and water to hydrate, meaning the flour absorbs the water and the two reorganize and become a new structure, something totally different than they were separately. If I were to interfere with this process, I'd ruin it, just like we sometimes do by meddling into things where we don't belong because we become impatient with a perfectly good process. So despite the spiraling craziness in the news, my bread-making obsession continues to rise like good bread dough. And whenever life gets too stressful, I just spend a few minutes with Baker Jack, catching a few ideas on how to keep that sourdough starter in tip-top shape, and suddenly the world seems to be a pretty good place again. For Esoterica, I'm Andrea Bella. Thanks for listening.